Damn, it is coming down out there, isn't it? I mean, they warned us there was going to be a storm, but it always catches me by surprise when it's this fierce, you know? Yeah, if it carries on like this, any moment now the power's going to... That was my fault, wasn't it? I shouldn't have said it. Nope. Moment those words left my lips, that was inevitable. I can only apologise. And go look for some candles. I'll be right back. Okay, slight issue. Can't remember exactly where all the candles were. Good news, I do have quite a bit of battery on my phone, so we can just look for it by torchlight. What I'm trying to say is, could you come help me find the candles? Because you've got a brain, and mine is... well, mine's not very good at finding things, like candles. Particularly when I've put them away in a safe place, probably, for just such an emergency. Thank you. Okay. God. It's not even that big a fucking flat. You would have thought it would be quite so intimidating with the lights off like this. And the thunder like that. I didn't. I wasn't scared. No, nothing like that. Shut up. Okay, breathe through. I'm glad you're so calm, at least. Technically, it should be me who's calming. It's my bloody flat. I always liked hanging out in the rain. Well, not actually in the rain. Inside during the rain. You remember when we were at university? That time when it must have rained for like 2 days straight. And we were both studying for our finals that year. And yeah. We basically just stayed holed up in your room, living off soup and Gatorade. Yeah. Doing our best not to find any reason to leave so we could stay out of the frickin' rain. That's a good memory. Okay, I think maybe this drawer? No, that's some magazines. Let's leave those. Okay, this drawer. Nope, Magic the Gathering cards. No use to us right now. This drawer... Yes! Candles! 4 candles, in fact. There we go. You ever seen that sketch? 4 candles? Four candles? It's the 2 Ronnies. He goes and asks for 4 candles, and he gives him 4 candles, but it's not actually 4 candles he wants. It's fork handles. It's handles for forks. And then it's sort of a whole list of puns goes on after that. Honestly, you know, it's... It's sort of remembered as being funnier than it actually is, but anyway, we have candles, and of course I haven't put the matches in here. No, lots of pens, as you can see, and Lego, but not candles. I swear to God, there was probably some kind of reasoning behind this at the time, but yeah. Can't tell you why. Do you have a lighter by any chance? No. Okay. I have a gas cooker. No. Obviously the gas possibly is out as well if the electricity's out. Actually, probably, I don't know. Is it out? Would it be out? It probably wouldn't be out, actually. Wouldn't, because it's on separate system. But that doesn't matter. There are matches by the cooker. Come this way. Just be careful. because the floor's a little bit crazy and you don't want the... Sorry. Not sure what it was. I think it might have been a rolling pin. Are you okay? My leg is indeed sort of nestled in your crotch there, isn't it? That was not intentional. I'm sorry. I should move it. Sorry. I'm sorry. Did I mention sorry? Sorry. This happened during that weekend at university, didn't it? No, we did that. You're right, it wasn't a leg in your crotch, it was my hand on your boob. Sort of classic anime falling thing, wasn't it? I think I apologised too many times then as well, didn't I? What? You were waiting for me to just go ahead and kiss you? That wouldn't have been right. You know? Why? Were you wanting me to kiss you? No, of course. Me neither, obviously. No, I wouldn't have wanted to kiss you. Why would I do that? No, that's not what I mean. I mean, why would anyone want to kiss you? Not why would anyone want to kiss you. I mean, anyone would want to kiss you because you're kissable. But I don't mean I was particularly angling for a kiss at that point, if that makes sense. Because I'm not angling to kiss you now. I'm on the floor on top of you, trying to remember what the hell I was doing in the kitchen. Matches. I was looking for matches. Where the fuck is my phone gone? It must have gone off while I was. Oh shit! I am so lost. That's not that. What are you? No, I can't really see you. Yep. Okay. I'll hold your hand and help you up to your feet. Okay. No, we could keep holding hands. That's a thing. So we don't get separated. It is stupid dark after all. Let's see, the phone must be fucking here somewhere. Do you have your phone by any chance? You could put the torch on your phone. No? You got something else? What else have you got for me? You've got... Oh! Those were your lips, right? There isn't some other person here that I'm... just checking it. This is very dark. No, it was lovely. God, you're everything I've ever dreamed of. You know that. Fuck. Sorry, that escalated quickly. I shouldn't have said that out loud just after you kissed me. That's too much, isn't it? See, this is why I don't confess my feelings, because I've got no setting between off and let's get married. I'm not asking to marry you. I'm not proposing right now. That's the kind of fluctuations that happen with me, hence why I didn't kiss you in at that time in university. Yes, of course I fucking did. I fancied you for years. I was just the rain. The tension was fucking palpable, or at least felt like it was palpable, but then I've made so many stupid mistakes before where I've thought someone's fancied me and they hadn't, and I've made an absolute arse of myself, and so I didn't say anything in case I was wrong, and now you've kissed me and I feel like an idiot because I didn't tell you years ago, okay, that doesn't make me feel less of an idiot. That makes me feel much more like someone likes. Good news is I think I may have just stepped on my phone. So I think I found it. Should I keep looking for the matches with its torch, or do you want to just stay here kissing in the dark? Oh.